Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Those are little things. Those don't mean anything. It's football talk. It's above the X's and O's stuff. But when you look at it, you're like, no wonder you got beat. How the hell are you supposed to run with Kyle Williams when you're playing press coverage? You can't. Mm. So is that on Paulson Adebo? Or is that on the play call?
So we're going back to blaming the DC again.
I'm not. I mean, but.
No, I know. I get it. It's funny.
I look at that and I'm like, how did you think you were winning that?
Yeah. Yesterday at about 5:30, as we were previewing this game, I asked Tiki, Sean Lugie, I said, look, over the last 6 weeks, it's always been blame this guy, blame that guy. Mm-hmm. First, it was you got to bench Russ for Jackson Dart. You got it. Then it was you got to fire Daboll, and you got it. Then it was you have to fire Shane Bowen, and you got it. Mm-hmm. And I was curious, if things go bad, who gets the blame?
Yeah, Charlie Bowen did okay. He did okay.
I haven't heard Charlie Bowen's name mentioned by anybody.
He did all right. It just certain situations they took advantage of. I think it became predictable at a moment. And then we know who the best offensive coordinator in football is right now. Josh McDaniels.
He's damn good.
And he took advantage of it. Drake May had zero trouble diagnosing what was in front of him. Zero. And he picked them apart.
Let's go to Tom in Howell, New Jersey. Hey, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Tom, what's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
All's good.
I got a quick comment, I guess, for Tiki, and then I want Evan's opinion as an IFO about something else.
Go ahead.
Evan, you mentioned about the days of Tiki Barber and Michael Strahan. Just reminded me, I don't remember if you know the documentary, you know, America's Game on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, you know, I remember Michael Strahan saying on one of those videos that, you know, Tom Coughlin had a rule that if you were not 5 minutes early for a meeting, you were late. You know, that was the mindset.
That was right.
So, you know, obviously things were a little different back then.
Yep, we all got fined.
Evan, for you as an IFO, I just wanted to know about Jackson Dart's play last night also. Do you think he was a little more hesitant being, you know, the whole get down, running thing, kind of like rubbed off on him that he was kind of more hesitant as a quarterback standing in the pocket?
I didn't sense that at all.
Yeah.
I didn't sense. Here's the way I would view Jackson Dart right now. And we'll get into this more because I think it's a worthy discussion. I think everybody, Giant fans, the national media, everybody is being way too sensitive to every decision he makes when it comes to sliding, not sliding, or running and making a play.
Yeah.
And I ask you this question because I'm going to give you my IFO opinion on what I thought at the time. When he took the monster hit out of bounds.
It wasn't, but keep going.
But it looked like one. But it wasn't.
It looked like it.
Right? It looked like this violent, crazy hit. It led to a fight right after. You saw Theo Johnson immediately say, I got to stand up for my guy.
If that was a fight, then I got a house to sell you.
Well, fights are used.
Pawtucket.
Man, why do you pick Pawtucket of all
places? I don't know. It just popped in my head.
I think you're going to say Nantucket.
I think it's Bridge in Brooklyn to sell people.
No, but it's the bridges have already been sold. That cliche's been around for so
long. What about
long.
Swampland in Florida?
How do you believe? In the Swampland in Florida, that's been around forever. How about a little home in Pawtucket?
He's being original, Tommy. That's
exactly
what he's saying.
I'm trying to make it my own cliche, my own idiom.
On that play.
I guess that makes me an idiot, though.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll find out Friday at 5:30 on our brand new segment, Idiots with Idioms. I think Jackson Dart's trying to make a football play. He's trying to get a first down. And there's a fine line between not trying to do that and also being safe. Mm-hmm. Now, there's always that risk that someone's going to try to hit you, which is exactly what happened. But I looked at that and said, am I really killing Jackson Dart for that play?
No.
Or are we being too sensitive about our discourse around him?
First of all, Theo Johnson, he did the exact right thing by confronting Ellis, Christian Ellis.
Yes, with two S's, by the way.
Yes. Mm. The problem was he didn't actually really confront him. How did he get a penalty on that play?
That was a Fugazi penalty. He shouldn't have called anything, honestly.
He walked up to Christian Ellis, maybe bumped into him. He walked up aggressively. Maybe he bumped into him a little bit. Perhaps he said something offensive, and that's why he got sticks and stones may break my bones type of thing. But I did not see a penalty on what Theo Johnson did.
I almost feel like they had to because it led to the, if you don't want to call it a fight, we'll call it a skirmish.
Yeah.
Is that a better word?
Yeah, but that was not egregious. He just kind of like was in his face.
I agree with you, and it completely short-circuited the drive because remember, Theo...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It was called for a false start, which pushed them back. And then Dart made a 7-yard run, which would have set up a 3rd-and-1, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
He was a little bit short of a first down. I don't think they would have gone for it because they were on the negative side. And knowing Mike Kafka, they probably wouldn't have. They would have punted.
No, it would have been... Jackson Dart's run was on 2nd down.
Right, which I'm saying it would have been 3rd-and-1.
3rd-and-1.
So I apologize. You're right. I don't know why I'm
right.
Mind blanking.
Fourth down,
you're right. No, it would have been a 3rd-and-1.
Instead, it was 3rd-and-15. 16 or whatever the heck it ended up being.
Exactly. But I didn't look at that play as anything egregious. You know what I thought it was?
What?
I thought it was horrible timing for the discourse around Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
I'm being dead serious. The guy just missed a few weeks with a concussion. All we're talking about is, does he slide enough? Does he take too many hits? And on the second drive of the game, he takes, and I do agree with you, Tiki, after watching the replay, I didn't think it was that bad of a hit, but on the surface, it felt like, ooh, a big hit.
Yeah.
A hit a quarterback normally doesn't take.
Yeah, but it's a hit that most people, that a lot of football players take, and I promise you, that hit did not hurt. I know you can look at it and say it over and over again, man, that was brutal. That was vicious. That's one that's going to live forever. That was his welcome to the NFL hit type of thing.
Right.
That hit does not hurt because he has no force. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he just goes, it's like inertia, right? He goes with the force of Christian Ellis and just topples over. Now, if he's leaning in and trying to like combat Christian Ellis's force, then that's going to hurt. But because he absorbed all of that force. The only thing that hurt him maybe was hitting the ground.
Yeah.
That hit did not hurt. I promise you it didn't hurt. And that's why he was so dismissive of it after the game, despite being asked over and over and over and over again about, you're going to protect yourself, you're going to protect yourself, you're going to protect yourself. He's running out of bounds.
Well, but this is the problem sometimes, and this is why I freaking hate primetime football sometimes. Because everyone else, I'm not talking about you, me, and everyone listening. We're all New York football fans, New York sports fans. Even if you're a Jet fan, you watch the Giants, you know what's going on.
Of course.
But we are welcoming in the national community to our game and our team. And they spent a lot of time on that broadcast on the pregame show talking about Jackson Dart and being reckless and protecting himself. And Troy Aikman's like, he's Jim McMahon. Can he protect himself? That's all we heard about. So 5 plays in, when he takes a hit, and I'm using bunny ears right now, or quotes, whatever you call it, the discourse explodes.
Right.
I don't think he did anything that crazy.
I didn't think so. I thought he protected himself significantly better in this game by, one, not running. Think about the 2-point conversion, right? They score the touchdown.
That was unbelievable.
To make it,
when he escaped like 15 times?
Right. It's now it's whatever it is, 13 to whatever the score was for the 30 of the 13, and he's just scrambling.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, he's going to try to run that in.
Right.
He's buying as much time as possible to throw the ball, not to try to run it in. Because he could have tried to run to the right side after he cleared it, whatever, the fourth time back to the right side. He could have run and just powered his way into the end zone. Instead, he waited for Darius Slayton to come down field to him, and he threw a high ball, hand caught it, and scored a 2-point conversion. Like, to me, that was growth. Because in previous iterations of that type of play, he's running. He didn't.
Yeah.
So I think he's learned. And again, I'll keep saying it, that hit did not hurt.
It just, it was perception.
It looked bad.
It looked bad, and it happened so early in the game after all this discourse
right.
about Jackson Dart being reckless that it was the perfect storm of let's go nuts about something.
Right.
It's exactly what happened. More on Jackson Dart. More of your calls coming up at 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.